This is an Audio Holdings production.
The Steadfast. When disguised by the darkness of a prairie night, Gunlock seemed a pleasant place with its one wide street and the pools of yellow light spilling out across the dust from Clem York's hotel and saloon. But the sunrise drew away the disguise. Then Gunlock could be seen for what it was. A huddle of buildings dropped here among the empty miles, an evil, almost deserted town with broken hitch rails and walks that had more splintered boards than sound ones, with cobwebbed windows and doors that hung askew from bent hinges. Each morning, Dave Lowry viewed Gunlock with distaste as he walked from his house at the east end of town to his livery stable. He always had the weird feeling that he was looking at something that should have been a corpse but stubbornly refused to become one. There was something painful about seeing Gunlock this way, for he had been here when it was a brawling trail town. He had seen the settlers come filled with hope and leave with no hope at all, humbled by drought and hard times. He had seen his father die here in front of Clem York's hotel, shot in the back by parties unknown, or so the coroner's jury had said. Almost every morning Dave met Marshal Arno Slade on the street, a toothpick gripped between his strong white teeth, the sun gleaming on his large gold star. The meeting had become an anticipated drama laden with dynamite that never exploded. This morning Slade was standing in his usual position, the slanted sunlight cutting sharply across his bold face. Dave glanced at the gold star, thinking of his father, Ben Lowry, who had been Gunlock's marshal through the boom years when it had been a tough town. A small star with doubtful silver plating had been good enough for him. Dave's